Europe.
Germany's Social Democrats. A party in a death spiral. A mounting crisis of confidence confronts Olaf Scholz.
161 years is a long time in politics. Through two devastating world wars and a long cold one, through fat years and lean, Germany's Social Democrats, the SPD, have kept a prime seat at the table of power. The left-of-centre party has been a junior or senior coalition partner in every government for all but 4 years in the past 25. Olaf Scholz, the eighth man from the SPD, yes, all of them, to serve as Chancellor since 1919, leads the Traffic Light Coalition, named after its three parties' colours, that took office after Germany's last national election in 2021. But since then, the SPD's popularity and that of Mr. Scholz have collapsed. The party came first in the 2021 election and peaked in polls of voting intentions at 28%. The same polls now put it in third or even fourth place, barely attracting 15%. It looks likely to be humiliated in European elections in June, then trounced in September in elections in three eastern German states where hostility to Mr. Scholz's government seethes. The SPD could even find itself facing extinction. Yet plenty of Germans still agree with what the SPD stands for: generous welfare, strong protection of workers' rights, a progressive social agenda, and commitment to the European Union. On recent weekends, hundreds of thousands have gathered on German streets, with Mr. Scholz's encouragement to denounce the hard-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, in a strong show of passion that favours the SPD. But the decline of its blue-collar base, a limp economy, a threatening global environment, and clashes between partners in the coalition, plus Mr. Scholz's dry predilection for management rather than bold leadership, have created a perfect storm. One measure of this peril is the depth of shared anger at the government across very different sectors of society. When farmers blocked roads across the country in early January, protesting against a government plan to scrap tax exemptions they benefit from, lorry drivers and independent tradesmen joined in. Despite the disruption, more than three-quarters of Germans sympathised with the protests. Big businesses are not happy either. Rainer Dulger, head of the Confederation of German Employers Associations, a trade group, says his members have declining faith in the government. An obvious cause of the anger is the flattening, or in many cases, shrinkage of real disposable incomes in the past 2 years, as inflation has risen to levels not seen since the early 1990s. Mr. Scholz has been trying to mitigate this, in part by raising benefits paid to jobless people. But this seems to have convinced Germans that the SPD's generosity with taxpayers' money rewards scroungers and undermines the work ethic. A recent survey showed that 62% of the SPD's own supporters believe its policies discourage people from working. In a sign of dysfunction inside the coalition, Christian Lindner, the finance minister and leader of the small pro-business Free Democratic Party, has repeatedly denounced his partner party's policies. Is this still the old Aunt SPD, the employee's lawyer, or is this the agent for those receiving benefits from the welfare state? He asked one interviewer in January. But the damage to Mr. Scholz's party is not only of its own making. Mr. Lindner's refusal to touch Germany's debt brake, a constitutional rule that cripples the government's ability to borrow, is one reason for the policy contortions that, for example, pushed the government to provoke farmers by trimming their perks. The third partner in the coalition, the Greens, have caused even more trouble. Many Germans viewed their insistence on switching off the country's remaining three nuclear power plants last April amid an energy crisis created by the halt to Russian fuel supplies as balmy. Soon after, an ill-judged push by the Greens to cajole homeowners into installing costly heat pumps became gold dust for the opposition, which branded the effort a glaring example of government overreach. This charge struck home in part because the SPD has in fact drifted away from its traditional working-class base. This class has shrunk as more Germans have moved into white-collar jobs, while in declining industrial regions, as well as in the former East Germany, many former socialists have shifted to the right. Research shows that supporters of the AfD are far more likely to be worried about inflation than are SPD voters, presumably because the latter are more comfortable with their lot. The shrinking of the SPD's catchment area can also be seen in the party's age profile. Since 2000, the party's membership has fallen by nearly half to just 365,000 last year. Some 57% of them are over 60. It may be natural that with time the party's vigour would fade a bit. Fewer excuses can be made for Mr. Scholz's failings. Germans have not forgotten that the former mayor of Hamburg won the 2021 election less by merit than by sticking relentlessly to a bland script, while his opponents all committed campaign blunders. The persona he projected was of a calm, comforting clone of his predecessor Angela Merkel, a popular and famously unflappable chancellor, albeit from a different party. Mr. Scholz even copied her habit of pressing her fingers and thumbs together in a downward-pointing diamond. But instead of seeming open and decisive, Mr. Scholz comes across as aloof and hesitant. Shying from grand gestures and disdaining the press, he prefers boardrooms to public podiums. He often leaves controversies to fester and lets his ministers clash, intervening only when the political damage has already been done. Olaf takes the approach that you only engage in fights where you can win. Other issues it is best not to touch, says one party insider. The Chancellor's popularity soared briefly in March 2022, after Mr. Scholz bravely declared a Zeitenwende, an epochal change in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But his approval rating has since fallen to 20%, the lowest for any chancellor since the pollster Deutschland Trend started keeping a record in 1997. Some pin hopes on a mid-term change of leadership to bring in the far more popular defence minister, Boris Pistorius. But a recent poll suggests that in a fresh national election, that would boost the party's chances by just 3 percentage points. The SPD spiral looks likely to continue.